One day I noticed that there were some farmers out working their land. It was full of rocks and trees, and you can see them out there day after day with their big, heavy equipment working that soil. You see, they were digging up those old roots and tree stumps and putting them in a big pile to burn. They were preparing their land for planting the seed. How many know that those roots can run deep? It can be so hard to pull up those old stumps that get in the way and hinder the working of God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so glad that you could join us today on Truth and Fact. I pray that you're having a blessed day. I know that we're in the book of Mark, chapter 4, and we're dealing with a sower that went out to sow. Jesus said in verse 3, listen. Or, in other words, he has something very important to say. Behold, a sower went out to sow. Look at verse 5. Some fell on stony ground. My friend, I can say this, that this has to do with the condition of our heart. Jesus said that some of the seed fell on stony places where they did not have much earth or soil, and the seed immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth, or we could say it was shallow ground. But when the sun was up, they were scorched because the heat, and they had no root, and they quickly withered away. Well, this has to do with the condition or the state of the heart. You know, my friend, sometimes people will not receive the Word of God. It could be because the heart is not prepared. Maybe they didn't spend any time in prayer or any time in the Word, or they haven't spent any time in worship, or perhaps they're just too tired. They're running around. They're so busy in life, but they have no time for God. They don't sit at the feet of Jesus like Mary and worship God and listen to His Word. The soil is so hard, it's not ready for planting. My friend, prepare your hearts. Turn the soil over. Get ready for the sowing that's about to take place. Prepare your heart for the Word of God. It's been my practice to go to bed early on Saturday nights because I wanted my heart to be prepared to receive the planting of God's Word on Sunday morning. Prepare your heart. Maybe you're not receiving anything, and it's not the pastor's fault. Maybe it's your fault. It's not the Sunday school. Maybe it's you. Maybe your heart is not prepared. Well, not only will stony ground prevent the seed from taking root, but there can also be stony places in our hearts. That's right, stony places. There can be things in our hearts and lives that will cause the seed not to take root. Now listen, I'm not a farmer, but I do know this. Before the farmer plants, he has to clear his fields of rocks and stumps. Well, why is that? Well, because rocks and stumps can get in the way of growth. I don't know about you, but it's kind of hard to plant in a field that has a bunch of rocks. That plow is always hitting those rocks, getting in the way and hindering that plow from doing the work that it needs to do. The other day I noticed as I was driving down the road that there were some farmers that were working in a field. And this field was full of rocks, it was full of trees, it was full of stumps, it was full of brush. And you can see them out there day after day with their big, heavy equipment working that soil. I mean, not just a few weeks, but a couple months constantly working that soil. They were digging up those old roots and those tree stumps and putting them into a big pile to burn. Now, how many know that those roots can run deep? I mean, it could be hard to pull up an old stump. You know, there might be some old stumps in our lives, our hearts. There might be some roots that run deep in our hearts or our past that can hold God back from working in our lives. My friend, rocks and stumps will hinder growth, and it's possible that there can be rocks in our heart. Well, what are some rocks or stumps that will hinder the seed from taking root? Well, how about the stump of bitterness? That's right, bitterness. Or the stump of unbelief or doubt. Or the stump of resentments or the rock of unforgiveness or pride that's in our heart. Perhaps you don't even realize that there are some stumps with deep roots of stubbornness or unfaithfulness or selfishness or anger or even outbursts of wrath or even jealousy. That's right, the stump of jealousy in our heart. These are stony places in our heart that can hinder the seed from taking root.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.